calculative devotion, something that we're thinking about in our brain, and spontaneous devotion that's coming from the heart.
Mahaprabhu told, through everything we can try to satisfy Krishna. But explained in the scriptures that different kind of mood of devotion and different kind of mood means different kind of practicing process, that I want to mean. Karma Mishra, Yoga Mishra, Jnana Mishra, Bhakti. Everywhere our self-interested always working and self-motivative. Self-motivative also will be there. And through that, until our self is not in the plane of clean devotion, there are some pollution, alloy, must be there. That alloy, three kind of alloy we can mix with devotion, motivation, through our motivation. One is karma mishra, which is mixed with the cultural motivation, with their material activities, maybe that karma mishra. Is it, Maharaj?
Mixed with the culture of material activities.
Yes, mixed with the cultural material activities, that's called karma mishra. There, my production is something, and devotional production something. This way we are trying to satisfy our Lord. Also, that is the first days for conditioned souls, and that's also good. In the scripture said, Suti Sriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhing Vina Vaikantika Harir Bhakti Rutpatari Ivakalpati Ivakalpati. Yes, Sruti means Vedas, Sriti means Puranas, and Pancharatra, there is some rules and regulation about the activities of devotion. If we will cross that and not will follow that, that is not legal. That's not proper line of devotion. And jat karoshi yadasnasi jat juhoshi tadasi jat, like this mentality, meaning what you will do, what you will eat, what you will give, everything give to Krishna, then he will take. That's also within that mentality. And Jnana Mishra Bhakti, they are, from my side, we are giving some judgment about that sweet absolute. And that's also not perfect. But something perfectness is there, no doubt. That is, mixing with the devotion, then light some coming, but voltage was there, very low volt. Full voltage we will get only through the unalloyed devotion. Then sometimes low voltage, the armature will be burned. Armature, you know?
In the motor.
Motor. If it is run so long time, it will burn, motor will burn. Then real result also we not will get as devotion, devotional mood, and our activity also, sadharma karite se rourabe parimaje charivarna ashrami jadi krishna nahi bhaje sadharma karite se rourabe parimaje. Charivarnasrami means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. They have some religion within devotional practice. But if they not will follow the proper devotional line, and their activity all will take them, finally armature will be burned and they will go to hell. Not will get proper result. Then where is perfect voltage? 440 also can burn, and low voltage also not will give good result. Then necessary proper voltage, and that proper adjustment and voltage existing within the unalloyed devotion. And their line not will be disturbed, everything will be good. The Mahaprabhu given some nourishment and acceptance,
encouragement
to Ramananda Rai. When he is discussing with Ramananda Rai, Ramananda Rai told, Varnasrama Charavata Purushena Parakpuman Vishnu Raradhyate Pantha Nannat Tattusha Karanam. This is Karma Mishra Bhakti. But Mahaprabhu said, it is external. You tell some deeper devotion. Then he told Gyano Mishra Bhakti. And that Gyanamitra Bhakti slok.
Brahma
Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samasarveshu bhukteshu mad bhaktiṃ lavate para. If he not will get the devotion, that's also useless. And Mahaprabhu said, Eho bhajya, it is eternal, external. You go to deeper. Then when Ramananda Rai said, je gyane prayasa mudapasya namante eva jivanti sanmukuritang bhavadiyo vartam, then Mahaprabhu gave the consent, acceptance. Yes, it is unalloyed devotion. But now you go more deeper. The unalloyed devotion starting from that point where our all material existence is getting some jnani prayasam ut apasya. That kind of thinking which this mundane and material knowledge, if we will practice Krishna consciousness, we can satisfy to Krishna. This type of mentality, you must leave it. That's called prayasam, jnani prayasam. Leave means throw. Prayasya, utapasya, this word meaning is throw your own idea and surrender to Krishna first. Then you take help. Who is the servitor of Krishna? Your living style you must change. Without offering to Krishna, you not will take anything. Without getting from the devotee, the remnants, you not will take anything. Mane, you make yourself aloof from this mundane everything, possibility what is, and surrender, after surrender, you not will take anything mundane, connect with anything mundane matter. And you devotion to Krishna, means surrender to Krishna, and automatically that will come surrender to devotee. Jnane prayasam udapasya namanteva jivanti. And with humility, tolerant and giving honor to others, you live with the devotee. And devotee, what will practice that perfectly satisfying Krishna, and you will learn from him, and you will get service from him, and everything satisfactory style also you will learn from the devotee. Jivanti shanmukharitang bhavadiyo vattam. And with mind, with mentally, bodily and verbally, you will try to get association of the devotee after surrender to Krishna and try to get instruction from the devotee which way you will satisfy to Krishna, and you do that with your wholeheartedly, then you will get unalloyed devotion. Your practice will be unalloyed devotional line. This is Jnana Shunya Bhakti. And from there starting only, the pure devotional line, from there starting. And after that, more and more promotion you will get through your devotion. And that promotion will give the your firm position in the plane of devotion. And there you will see your swarup, your form, what kind of relationship with Krishna you have. That form you will get. And after getting that form, you must be happy, and that form and a relationship with Krishna, that form must be related with relationship with Krishna, with five kind of mood of devotion, and you will serve to Krishna under guidance of that expert. And this way, when you will be expert, then you will go more promotional position. But finally, it will go up to Sarupa Siddhi position. Then Vastu Siddhi will come to you. I do not know English, Sarupa Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. But you will be liberated and your form, it will reveal with you your form, eternal form, but specific or particular some rash you will follow, and that way you will do seva to Krishna. The first necessary to establish yourself in the pure devotional plane and to get service by the grace of the devotee. It is necessary. Then emotion will come in this mundane, that is, we are covered by illusion, and that illusion will give some emotion. And mood, emotional mood is not applicable for the service to Krishna. Only devotional mood is applicable, and that only will get through a pure practitioner, and no other way to get. And that practice, when we'll go the higher level, there your form, everything will be changed. And with that form, transcendental devotional form, with that transcendental devotional form, as your connection with the mood of devotion, that type of form, appropriate form, you will get and will serve to Krishna. That is high rank devotional plane. But standard clean devotional plane is there. Up to Gyanamishra bhakti cannot touch that. Only Shuddha bhakti can touch it. Rupa Goswami said, very simple way, Yonna bhilasita sunnam karma gana dhanabritam anukullena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama. That no other intention will be with me and I shall be fully surrendered to Krishna and no other mixing process I shall not follow. Only I shall follow the pure devotional line where is no motivation mixed with gan and karma. Yes, no motivation for exploitation and renunciation. Only pure devotion, the line explained in Narad Pancharatra, yet hisikesa sevanam bhakti uchyate. Mane, with your full energy for the satisfaction of Krishna, if you will try to do something, that will be pure devotion. Then our own idea and mood, what is mixed with our material knowledge, that all will be alloyed devotion. And alloyed devotion means Gyanamishra Bhakti and Karmamishra Bhakti. Mishra means alloy. 14 karat gold, 18 karat gold, 22 karat gold, and 24 karat gold. Like that. I have done many things in this world. Not only this birth, so many births pass. I do not know what I have done. But I have done many things, there no doubt. And through that karma work, I have got this life. And if here I shall get the association of a pure sadhu or guru, I must think, yeah, I am fortunate and last life was good for me. And when I shall get this consciousness, this is extremely good for us, to fully surrender to proper guardian, who is my forever well-wisher, and who is representative of Krishna. He is my proper guardian. And give up everything, and it is very difficult to give, no doubt. Disciples, nature like this, to get is very difficult, but it is an example given. One rope fall down, and disciple, guru saying, it is not rope, it is snake. And disciple seeing the rope, but he not believe him. He believe guru telling it is a snake, there must be snake. This type of faith to keep is very difficult. That is, we have brain, we have knowledge, we have experience, many things, which way we can give up all. And Guru said, it is rope, then I shall think rope. Guru said, it is snake, I shall think snake. It is very not so easy to do that. But it is an example for faith.